good pelvic health is essential for everyone, but it's an area that experts say is being neglected by men due to a lack of knowledge and embarrassment about the issue. The Continence Foundation of Australia says many men are not aware of the importance of good pelvic floor muscle control, how to do pelvic floor exercises, and when and where to get help when problems emerge. The foundation says it's not just older men, with their most recent data showing that out of the 1.36 million Australian men who have reported continence issues, more than a third are under the age of 50. The three main problems are post-micturition incontinence, which means leakage after going to the toilet, weak male pelvic floor strength, and prostate problems. Dr. Ashani Couchman is a urological surgeon based in Adelaide who operates on men requiring prostate surgery, either due to cancer as well as for other urological issues.
The most common thing we see is men with prostates that are getting bigger, and so they can end up with reduced flow and increased frequency of urination and difficulty in getting to the toilet in time and then ending up leaking. Then there are the men with a history of prostate cancer with variable treatment for it who then end up leaking because they're unable to hold back the water because the sphincter or the tap that keeps them dry is no longer competent. Then, of course, there's the group of men who have other neurological or injuries, so it could be a spinal cord injury, could be Parkinson's, could be MS, which then results in a combination of both of those things, which then sort of is compounded by the lack of mobility and access to toilet.
While issues that require surgery are at the more serious end of the spectrum, much can be done to assist men pre and post surgery, as well as those with more mild forms of incontinence. Sian Morrison is a nationally recognised pelvic floor physiotherapist based in Melbourne and the director of the practice Women's and Men's Health Physiotherapy. She says beyond surgical management, physiotherapy can help men with sexual dysfunction, poor pelvic muscle control, and pelvic pain.
So, yeah, we see men with a range of pelvic health issues. So bladder incontinence is often one of them, and sometimes they've been diagnosed with prostate cancer and they're planning to have surgery. So we actually see them before their surgery. So we can teach them how to find and exercise their pelvic floor muscles because they'll definitely be needing them post-surgery to help get their bladder control back. So I also see men with bowel problems, other men with sexual dysfunction, I can help them. Men with pelvic pain, their pelvic floor muscles are involved. So for them, rather than strengthening the muscle, we might be helping them to learn how to let it go and relax it and reduce the tension in it. So a lot of variety.
Dr. Couchman says there are a number of symptoms that may indicate a problem. And she says while the symptoms might not necessarily mean there's a serious underlying issue, it's best to seek prompt medical advice to rule this out and stop the problem from getting worse.
Sometimes these things creep up on people. So they might be coping, you know, they might be toilet watching. They might say, look, before I go somewhere, I'm not going to be drinking. I'm going to be wearing a couple of different pairs of pants. Or, in fact, you might avoid going out altogether. So if you're finding that you're governed by your bladder and you're not governing your bladder, then I think it's time to talk to someone. It might be a loved one that talks to you and says, actually, you seem to be going to the toilet a lot. Actually, you're not coming out for us to go out for lunch or go out for dinner or go to the movies because you're going to the toilet all the time. It might be a partner who might say you're waking up quite a lot at night or wetting the bed. So I think ultimately, you seek help when you feel like you are no longer in control.
Treatment often includes keeping a bladder diary, exercises, and sometimes medication. For cases that are more serious, surgical intervention may be required. Ian from Melbourne, now in his mid-70s, had prostate cancer, which required a prostatectomy. Soon after further cancer treatment, he also developed strictures that required surgical removal. A stricture is a narrowing of a section of the intestine that causes problems by slowing or blocking the movement of food through the area. Ian experienced total incontinence after this particular surgery.
Then, having an operation to clear that, I was totally incontinent after having the strictures. Absolutely, totally incontinent. And it was, you know, basically nearly destroyed me. It was an absolute nightmare after what I'd been through, and then suddenly ending up in that situation for a pretty minor little checkup. So I became totally incontinent after that, and that's when I sought the help regarding continence.
Ian first consulted with physiotherapists doing numerous lower core exercises and tests, which were ultimately unsuccessful. In the end, he decided to have further surgery, which provided him with an artificial urinary sphincter, which is used to stop severe incontinence. It reproduces the function of the working urethral sphincter by opening and closing the urethra on demand. Three main components attached to each other are inserted into the pelvic region, including one in the scrotum next to one of the testes, which is pressed to activate the sphincter. Ian says the operation changed his life.
Now, that contains a band that goes around the urethra and a little plastic tube or something of fluid in your scrotum with a little pump on it. And every time now I go to the toilet, I get three presses on that pump. It releases the band around the scrotum, like around the urethra, and I go to the toilet normally.
That's amazing.
It's a bit funny if you're going to the MCG and there's a heap of people there looking at you and you're playing with yourself, but other than that, it's fine.
While Ian uses humour to cope with his difficulties, he's also become active in his local area in a support group for men who may be going through similar difficulties, especially those with prostate problems. He says the group is very open about men's health issues, encouraging others in the community to get checkups and educating people about the various treatment options for incontinence. He also encourages men of all ages to take good care of themselves, exercising and eating properly from an early age, not just when illness or symptoms emerge.
They just don't seem to have a focus on exercise and proper exercise of keeping themselves fit. And I think one of the saviours to me has been that I've always been a fitness fanatic, and I'm still working out regularly at a gym and swimming kilometre and so on. And all of those things help with your core muscles, which control the continence.
Dr. Couchman says for those who don't require surgical intervention but are experiencing a deterioration in bladder or bowel function, a treatment plan could involve the following aspects.
If you don't have any other medical conditions that are contributing and you've noticed there's a deterioration in the bladder function, then often you can either look at what you're drinking, controlling what the irritants you're drinking, things like caffeinated beverages, ensuring your diet, your exercise and your weight is well controlled, your sugar levels are well controlled. You could seek out your local physiotherapist who might be talking about things like bladder retraining, which is where you're able to hold your bladder a little bit longer when you're urgent. And also, your GP is a great place to go to begin with because they can examine your prostate and say, look, does this look a little bit big? Do we want to talk about medication? Can we help you empty your bladder better? That means you're not rushing to the toilet and leaking on the way.
Australians experiencing incontinence issues can access 5 Medicare-funded visits through a chronic disease management or enhanced primary care plan through their GP. The plan partly pays for 5 pelvic physiotherapy visits. There are also free clinics in many major hospitals. And further free information can be found through the National Continence Helpline on 1800 33 0066 or on their website, continence.org.au. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.